Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Rambam Avram Goldar and here is Zichud Ksubas Daf Kuf Bav, the 13th Perek Shnei Dayoni. The Zichud Maseches Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three jobs we're going to focus on are: the Gemara was how many Talmudim were dependent on various sages for their sustenance. When the rabbinic students departed from the Academy of Rav, 1,200 would remain behind to be supported. When the rabbinic students left the Academy of Rav Huna, 800 would remain behind. Rav Huna had so many Talmidim, Havi Darsh Batresa Amorai, that he would teach with the assistance of 13 spokesmen. Rashi explains that they would be positioned in different places in the audience to give over the shir. When the Talmidim would get up after a lecture at the Mesivra of Huna, Venavsi Glemayu, Havi Salakavka, and would brush off their cloaks to remove the dust, a cloud of dust would rise, Vakasi Leyoma, and it would cover the light of day, and they would say in Eretz Yisrael, they have risen from the Mesivra of Huna, the Babylonian. Point number two is Talmud Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, that the Dayani Gezeres were paid from the Trumas Halishka, the Maksis HaShekel that were collected to pay for the Korbanos. Several Amoraim identify others who were paid directly from the Trumas Halishka. Mevakrin Mum B'Yushalayim, those who examine offerings for blemishes in Yushalayim. Talmud Chachamim who would teach the Kohanim Hilchos Shechita and Kemitza, and those who were Magiei Sfarim, the ones who would correct sacred Sfarim. Rashi explains that they would even correct the Sfarim of private citizens, since it's prohibited to have Sfarim with corrupt texts. As the Pasuk in Iyov says, V'altishkam Bo'alecha Avla, and you shall not let sin dwell in your house. When Basin saw that people were lax in observing this, they allowed Trumas Halishka funds to be used for this, even though it's unrelated to the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rav, Nashima Orgos Beparochos, the women who weave the temple curtains would take their wages on the Trumas Halishka, but I say they were paid Mekadshei Bedek HaBayis from items consecrated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, Ho Parochos Tachas Binyan Asuyos, because the curtains were made as a substitute for a section of the Beis HaMikdash, referring to the curtains in Bai Shein that separate the Heichal from the Kodesh Kodashim in place of the wall. And point number three, Rav Huna asked Rav, Klei Shares Maushi Yasu Mekadshei Bedek HaBayis. Regarding Klei Shares, what's the halacha as to whether they may be made with money from the items consecrated for Bedek HaBayis? Do we say, Tzorach Mizbeach Ninu, they are needed for the Mizbeach, and therefore they are paid with money from the Bedek HaBayis? Or do we say, Tzorach Karbon Ninu, they are needed for the offerings, and therefore are paid from the Trumas Halishka? Rav answered that they're made only with Maksis HaShekel taken from the Trumas Halishka. When Rav Huna challenged from a Pasuk in Divrei Yomim that states that Klei Shares were made from monies that had been donated for Bedek HaBayis, Rav said that Rav Huna was taught Ksuvim well, but was not taught Navi well. For a Pasuk in Malachim Beis taught explicitly that monies donated to Bedek HaBayis could not be used for fashioning Klei Shares. The Gemara notes said there's no contradiction between the Pasukim, for the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim is when there was a surplus of money, and the Pasuk in Malachim was when there was no surplus. When they were asked how the surplus can be used for Klei Shares if monies from Bedek HaBayis cannot be used for this purpose, Rav Yavoah answers, Lei based in Masnalan. The mind of Basin stipulates that if there is a surplus of monies, the excess can be used for Klei Shares. The Gemara brings them all Kokos Hanaim on the topic. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara lists how many Talmudim were dependent on various sages for their sustenance. When the rabbinic students departed from the Academy of Rav, 1,200 would remain behind to be supported. When the rabbinic students left the Academy of Rav Huna, 800 would remain behind. Rav Huna had so many Talmidim, Havi Darsh Batresa Amorai, that he would teach with the assistance of 13 spokesmen. Rashi explains that they would be positioned in different places in the audience to give over the shir. When the Talmidim would get up after a lecture at the Mesivra of Huna, Venavsi Glemayu, Havi Salakavka, and would brush off their cloaks to remove the dust, a cloud of dust would rise, Vakasi Leyoma, and it would cover the light of day, and they would say in Eretz Yisrael, they have risen from the Mesivra of Huna, the Babylonian. Point number two is Talmud Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, that the Dayani Gezeres were paid from the Trumas Halishka, the Maksis HaShekel that were collected to pay for the Korbanos. Several Amoraim identify others who were paid directly from the Trumas Halishka. Mevakrin Mum B'Yushalayim, those who examine offerings for blemishes in Yushalayim. Talmud Chachamim who would teach the Kohanim Hilchos Shechita and Kemitza, and those who were Magiei Sfarim, the ones who would correct sacred Sfarim. Rashi explains that they would even correct the Sfarim of private citizens, since it's prohibited to have Sfarim with corrupt texts. As the Pasuk in Iyov says, V'altishkam Bo'alecha Avla, and you shall not let sin dwell in your house. When Basin saw that people were lax in observing this, they allowed Trumas Halishka funds to be used for this, even though it's unrelated to the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rav, Nashima Orgos Beparochos, the women who weave the temple curtains would take their wages on the Trumas Halishka, but I say they were paid Mekadshei Bedek HaBayis from items consecrated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, Ho Parochos Tachas Binyan Asuyos, because the curtains were made as a substitute for a section of the Beis HaMikdash, referring to the curtains in Bai Shein that separate the Heichal from the Kodesh Kodashim in place of the wall. And point number three, Rav Huna asks Rav, Klei Shares Mashi Yasu Mekadshei Bedek Abayis. Regarding Klei Shares, what's the halacha as to whether they may be made with money from the items consecrated for Bedek Abayis? Do we say Tzorach Mizbeach Ninu? They are needed for the Mizbeach, and therefore they are paid with money from the Bedek Abayis. Or do we say Tzorach Karbon Ninu? They are needed for the offerings, and therefore are paid from the Trumas Alishka. Rav answered that they're made only with Machzis HaShekel taken from the Trumas Alishka. When Rav Huna challenged from a pasuk in Divrei Yomim that states that Klei Shares were made from monies that had been donated for Bedek Abayis, Rav said that Rav Huna was taught Ksuvim well, but was not taught Navi well. For a pasuk in Malachim Beis taught explicitly that monies donated to Bedek Abayis could not be used for fashioning Klei Shares. The Gemara notes said there's no contradiction between the pasukim, for the pasuk in Divrei Yomim is when there was a surplus of money, and the pasuk in Malachim was when there was no surplus. When the Gemara asks how the surplus can be used for Klei Shares if monies from Bedek Abayis cannot be used for this purpose, Rav Yavoah answers, Lei based in Masnalan. The mind of Basin stipulates that if there is a surplus of monies, the excess can be used for Klei Shares. The Gemara brings them all Chokas Hanayim on the topic. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Kuf Vav, and this one was suggested to us by Rabbi Sam Fromson from London, as well as Jacob Selesny from Herzliya. They both suggested that Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker, someone walking on a fine line. A tightrope walker, so here goes. The tightrope walker who is blinded by a cloud of dust coming from all the Talmidim of Har Yeshiva standing up after Shir was terrified he might fall on the Megihei Svarim down below, waiting to be paid from the Trumas Alishka. After he dropped his balancing pole, which landed right next to some Klei Shares, which were made from the collected Machzis HaShekel. Once again, in slow motion. The tightrope walker, that must be on Daf Kuvav. The tightrope walker was blinded by a cloud of dust coming from all the Talmidim of Har Yeshiva, standing up after Shir, which reminds us, when the Talmidim would get up after a lecture at the Masipta Rav Huna and would brush off their cloaks to remove the dust, a cloud of dust would rise and would cover the light of day, and they would say in Eretz Yisrael, they have risen from the Masipta Rav Huna, the Babylonian. So the tightrope walker was blinded by a cloud of dust coming from all the Talmidim of Har Yeshiva, standing up after Shir, was terrified he might fall on the Megihei Svarim down below, waiting to be paid from the Trumas Alishka, which reminds us, the Gemara lists those who are paid from the Trumas Alishka, including those who examine offerings for blemishes in Yerushalayim, Talmid Chachamim, who would teach the Kohanim the halachas of Shechita and Kamitza, and those who are Megihei Svarim, the ones who would correct sacred Svarim. So the tightrope walker was blinded by a cloud of dust coming from all the Talmidim of a large yeshiva standing up after Shir was terrified he might fall on the Megihei Svarim down below, waiting to be paid from the Trumas Alishka, after he dropped his balancing pole which landed right next to some Klei Shares which are made from the collected Machzis HaShekel, which reminds us, Rav Huna asked Rav, Klei Shares Maushi Yasu Mekadshei Bedek Abayis. Regarding Klei Shares, what's the halacha as to whether they're made with money from the items consecrated for Bedek Abayis? Do we say Tzorach Mizbeach Ninu, they are needed for the Mizbeach, and therefore paid with money from Bedek Abayis? Or do we say Tzorach Karbon Ninu, they are needed for the offerings and are paid from the Trumas Alishka? Rav answered, they're made only with the Machzis HaShekel taken from the Trumas Alishka. So once again, the tightrope walker was blinded by a cloud of dust coming from all the Talmidim of a large yeshiva standing up after Shir was terrified he might fall on the Megihei Svarim down below, waiting to be paid from the Trumas Alishka, after he dropped his balancing pole which landed right next to some Klei Shares which are made from the collected Machzis HaShekel. Alright, so that concludes today's Shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.